is
a Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Look who's back.
Say what you want about pedophiles, but at least they drive slow in school zones.
I feel like you've said that one. Welcome back. Billy is in the studio.
Hey, what's up?
Billy is in the studio. How is New Brunswick?
So boring. It's so boring, man. So everything closes at 5. If you need to do something, like you need to leave work to do it. So it's super not convenient. Everyone's aware of that, though, and they're pretty cool with just letting you leave work. Sundays are a no-go.
The churchgoers, right?
Nothing's open Sundays. And even like the bigger stores like Walmart would be closed at like 5 on Sunday. And it's
weird.
Like, this is kind of fucking lame. Grocery
is there nothing but East Indians working there? Like
there's
down
one
here?
East Indian in that whole town.
Wow, that's kind of nice.
It's all bitchy old white people.
I'd rather have that.
They're all cranky, you think, and then it's a different fucking annoying.
So now you're back in Ontario for a couple of days. Ontario Bowl.
Yeah, I just grabbed my card. Yeah. And then I head back down.
Brad, up, you mean?
Over, I guess.
I guess, kind of. Up and over?
It's barely north from here. It's
I would probably like that because I'd go out hunting. I'd just become like a fucking country bumpkin.
Well, that's the thing, though, too. Unless you're native, like hunting's really only what, like maybe a week and a half out of the year that you're allowed to go hunting.
Well, you could just do it and tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, that's how you
do not comply.
Charged.
Yeah, this is a fake gun, everybody. I'm not gonna flash real guns on the fucking podcast. I will soon.
I'll have them.
I'm gonna start going hunting, get my hunting license, and living off the grid in the best ways that I can. I'm building a garden very soon. We got everything really pretty much ready for it. So.
Okay.
I plan on, just trying to not depend on the government for as much things as I possibly can.
That's a good idea.
The wife was like, if you can take care of a kid, the dog, and a garden, she's like, then you can get chickens. And I was like, all right, we'll try to fucking work that out.
I still want a pig. I'm going to get a pig now. Nothing's stopping me.
Dude, that's crazy, man. I think
a pig so bad.
Denied.
Just think of a pig.
I don't think
like
you should get a pig.
I'm going to name him Mr. Oinkers, and he's going to be good.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I want to do it.
Ew.
Not like a full size, like a house pig. I'm not getting like a fucking bloody goddamn 3,000 pound.
Do they not grow bigger than what you think they're going to?
They'll get a little bit big, but they're not going to be as big as like an outside like bacon pig.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
No, that's not true. They'll get as big as an outside pig.
No, you can get mini pigs.
No way. They've bred them to be small. I don't think they could do that yet.
You can get mini pigs, house pigs.
That's fucking weird, man.
But like, they're still large. Like once they grow up, they're still pretty big. They're just not like bacon sized pigs.
Wow. Well, that's weird. Billy wants a pig. We'll call him Pilly.
Oh, he's Oinkers.
Biggie. Oh, there you go.
I made a joke. Everybody's telling me not to do it. So I just like doubled down. I'm like, nope. And now I'm getting three. It's going to be Oinkers, Boinkers, and Schnoinkers.
That's ridiculous.
Just keep going.
I don't think you need a pig. And if you're going to, you have to eat him when he dies, though.
Fuck that. No.
There'll
be so much love there. I'm not doing it.
But you know how much
I don't care.
You know how good the meat will taste because you loved it first. Imagine if you had chickens that you love and then you killed one. You're like, well, now you feed me the circle of life. The circle of life.
I'll fed you with eggs.
Yeah, well, that's true. And then you eat it. If your chickens die, you got to eat it, as long as they're not, like, diseased or anything.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
So this will be, this is going to be pretty fun, everybody. This is a crazy episode. So everyone get prepared because we're talking about human hunting parties, the Ninth Circle, and, the Red Shoe Club. So get ready because this is going to be exciting. Billy's got his tactical knife in front of him. I have my fake BB gun. We have the bow on the wall. We're ready to go hunting. We're going to hunt humans, everybody. That's the plan.
You've had this for so fucking
long. I know. I actually have two. One ran out of blood.
Oh, did it?
It's one of those, like,
that's what I was just looking at. And I was like, where did, how is that not, it's like, dried up?
On the other one. So I had to buy another one. I like it. It's fun. And I got a lot of stupid knickknacks and junk for this podcast that I switch out. So, but let's get into it. In 2004, gotta bring it up a bit. But so essentially, this is one of in a series of articles taken from eyewitness testimonies before the International Common Law Court Justice in Brussels. Five international judges are examining evidence of child rape, torture, murder, kidnapping, allegedly done by a global elite members of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrificing Cult Network.
That's not good.
That's this is deep,
twister.
But just remember.
I love you, Jesus. I want you to walk with me.
Gotta love Jesus, because if you don't, I guess you're satanic, you know? I don't know what to believe anymore. Like I said, I expressed to Brett on the Book of Revelations episode. I was like, who's Krishna then? Who's all these other deities and stuff like that? But I do value the Christians out there that are fighting against this, like Stu Peters and stuff like that, because that guy is a G and does not care about what he says, obviously, because he's going to put himself on the cross. Yeah, well, he's gonna have people put him on a cross and then throw stuff at him. Because Stu Peters says some stuff.
He's gonna kill himself?
No. I feel like the elites will maybe come after him at some point.
What's he doing?
Calling in a lot of the stuff that's going on overseas and here.
But what does that have to do with him being crucified?
Oh, just because you know what they did to Jesus. You know who did it, right? Remember?
Oh, you remember that was a thing.
According to people, but who knows?
Did you know that Jesus loves you?
Why do you have so many of those?
It's from the Book of Revelations. I don't have time to change them. So, yeah. And then technically, we're talking about a satanic child sacrifice cult. So, regular Ninth Circle child sacrifices were said to take place in the catacombs of the Catholic cathedrals in the Vatican, on private estates and groves in the government military bases in Belgium, Holland, Spain, Australia, France, England, and the USA.
Our places.
At least 34 child mass graves sites were identified in Ireland, Spain, and the great land
America
of Canada. Okay. Not so great anymore. It used to be, but we're bigger India now. Cause aren't we bigger than India? Are we the same? Actually, I feel like that's,
I'm pretty confident that we had like a conversation between us that said we should stop talking about things like this.
Why?
And like within 7 minutes, we've done a lot of no-nos.
It's true. Already. It's true.
It's been up for 7 minutes.
I know. Is India bigger than Canada or smaller than Canada? Canada's bigger than India. Canada's, technically.
I think Canada's bigger than India.
But we have like people are like, it's so big. And it's like, no, we can't live on a fucking huge portion of it.
No, you can live there.
Yeah, you can live there. You'll be very cold and you'll probably
get
die.
A bunch of wood stoves and you're good.
Living in an igloo, you know.
You're good. No wood stove.
And, refused excavation by the respective governments, the Crown of England and the Catholic Church. Named as present in the Ninth Circle activities were Pope Francis, former Pope Ratzinger. So that's like the former guy.
Ratzinger.
Yeah, he's got a fun name. Anglican, United Church of Canada. Yep. Oh, the Anglican Church, United Church of Canada, and the Catholic Church officials, including cardinals, members of European royalty, including the Queen, Prince Philip, officials of the Canadian, Australian, and the UK, and the US military governments, including the USA CIA, plus prominent government ministers, judges, politicians, businessmen from the USA, Belgium, Holland, Canada, Australia, France, Ireland, and the UK. So a lot of people are taking place in the sport of hunting humans. So, and have you ever seen the movie The Hunt?
Yeah.
Or Ready or Not?
I have seen that. I think they showed us that in school, actually.
No, this is too new. You didn't watch this in school.
Well, that's the most dangerous game. That's the one where they do the fox runs, but with people instead.
That was the most dangerous game. Is that what you're talking about?
It was the fox run, but with people instead.
This one?
Fuck, dude. It was in school. I watched it.
Because the most dangerous game is an older movie that is based.
Same thing. Well, people go running and they're like, well, you have a 30-minute head start. And then they just drink their tea and they get
you up. You saw that in school?
Yeah.
That's a weird school you went to, bro.
Well, it was history class, I think.
See if I can find.
I think.
Yeah, The Hunt. The Hunt was actually a pretty good movie. And so was Ready or Not. So The Hunt was the idea that the elites are hunting human beings, but they honestly, also give them weaponry.
Maybe I watched it with you one day.
It maybe did. And then you've seen Ready or Not, right? Where she gets this is a great movie, man. You would like this movie. Mm. She essentially marries this guy into this kind of, he's got a rich family.
Okay.
And then they do this kind of ritual where they draw a card, and it's been good for, you know, years and stuff like that. And they've had to do it in the past, but everyone's been lucky. So they're kind of like this rich family that plays. You get bored when you're rich. You've said that, you know. Yeah, so then, sure. But she draws the wrong card, and then the family has to go hunt her, even though the husband doesn't want it to happen, but still is forced to participate. Yeah,
you did it.
So it's pretty crazy. So and I believe that this hunt human season officially opening, it's like a deer gonna shoot a kid. It looks like
they so would if they could.
I know 100%. I believe this stuff is quite possible, that this stuff could exist. And we'll get into it too, because there's a lot of homeless people that go missing. Outreach workers concerned about homeless men are going missing from downtown Toronto. Ooh. I was just pulling up a couple articles last night about this, but
going missing or just dying at that point, right? Like
now, since May, there's been about 12 or 13 individuals who have vanished without a trace.
What do you mean missing? Like you're homeless. Who cares?
Because other homeless people notice it.
Oh, your friends.
So there was a guy that was like, I don't know how you have a cell phone, bro, but he's like a homeless dude that lives like outside in out. I don't know how he does videos near a Tim Hortons. I don't know how he does this, but and he posts videos about the homeless encampments and stuff in, like, I think LA and New York and stuff, like, I think LA, because I think that's where he's from. Mm-hmm. And he said that his friends were going missing every time they went to the shelter. His friends kept going missing. This one lady, he's like, she's always at this corner no matter what, and he's like, she disappeared. Her tent was still there, everything, all her quotations belongings,
yeah,
were gone.
Wow.
So, and no, nobody knows why, but the thing is, I even looked up this Reddit article, not article, but just people bitching on Reddit. I hate Reddit though, but I've heard rumors of missing people in national parks, and there's a big problem with missing women in, the indigenous women in Canada, which is true. And people are like, I live in California. There's significantly less homeless people out there about right now than normal years. Maybe it's the weather. I've driven by abandoned carts full of homeless persons' gear. Something that they wouldn't just leave makes me wonder if they got snatched up. There's a lot of weird people, and people are starting to see it. This someone's commenting organ harvesting. Ooh. Because that's a real thing. It's a lot of money, man. The Israelis are digging up the Palestinians' dead bodies to take their organs from them, specifically the kids.
Yeah, it's like,
it's crazy, man.
Fuck, that's not a bad idea though. Like, I don't know if I'm Jesus, against it. Man. No, like, I know it's horrible, but look, like, someone's dead.
Well, why'd they kill them though?
Huh? No. I'm not saying I support the reason they died. I'm saying, yeah, like, after they're dead, like, fuck, like, I don't.
Let's make money off their dead bodies.
If somebody, according to Billy, if it was money, that's a different story. But like, I just see, like, people can get literally saved from that. People that wouldn't have to die. Don't do that. I'm kind of having like an oddly serious point about it. No, but seriously, take that fucking off. I probably wouldn't be against it if they made like a full-fledged law that said you don't have to be an organ donor. If you die, we're taking your organs. Like,
who's that benefiting, really?
The people that get them.
Like who? The elites?
The kids? That, like, your fucking little Timmy down the street needs a new set of fucking lungs, and Tom died, and he's like, don't touch my lungs. And he's like, you're fucking dead, man.
Yeah, I know. I agree. My body will become mushrooms. I'm giving it to the land.
Well, yeah, after they cut
you. I don't want, they're not taking my organs. I'm not signing up for any of that shit. I want to be put inside of a tree.
That's what I'm saying. If, and like, then it the became mycelium law that you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I will become a mushroom.
I wouldn't fucking fight it.
I will become a mushroom. I microdosed today. I'm going back to microdosing. I got a new strain called Penis Envy. I've never tried it.
I've heard about it. No, you've never.
So I've always said I've wanted to try it. It's the one strain of all the many that I've tried that I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
And I found this other site where it's like, man, there's so many strains, man. It's like, I want to try them all, but it's like, it's not like smoking weed where you get high for like an hour or two. It's like, this is like hours of your day. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. And I believe that there is homeless people going missing. Me and Jeremy McKenzie were talking about this because I mentioned that we're going to dive into this episode eventually. And he's like, well, there's people going missing in the national parks like crazy. And he was like, there's a video in one of the national parks of this guy's like, I don't know what's down there. And it's like this tunnel. And he's like, people have gone in there and gone missing, supposedly.
And came back out.
Yeah. Imagine like you're like, what's in there? And then you hear, like echo, that would be frightening, you know.
It's a Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's where they keep the Pokemon.
That's where they keep the Pokemon, Billy. Yeah. So the crazy thing is, you want them?
I'll believe in that.
They're gonna make those type of things, the hybrids and stuff like that.
Fucking Charizard.
I think they tried to create a pig human. I'm pretty sure they did. Man, bear guy. Man, bear pig.
Man, pig.
Man, bear pig.
He would be Mr. Oinkers.
I'm pretty sure they did try that shit. I keep bringing up, we're going to be doing a cloning episode at some point, and I'll wait till you're able to do it with us because it's like fairly interesting. I'm going to start watching docs for Patreon. So that's why you watch Patreon and subscribe to it, because you can watch me watch really controversial documentaries and yell.
Watch me watch TV. I never fucking understood
people
that.
People play video games. I know, that's what you mean. Can watch me watch controversial documentaries.
I get it too. Like, I always thought it was dumb watching other people play, but I get it if you're like super into it, right? Because the one comedian actually does a skit on that. And he's like, I'm making fun of my child for watching this shit. And then he looks at me and he goes, there's nothing wrong with it. He goes, yes, there is. Like, why don't you go play? You can go play that game. Why are you watching someone else play? And he's like, you can go play football, but you still watch that. And he's like, fuck, good point.
It's a good point. You know, rah your fucking teams of young men. But then I didn't think of that. Where I was like, come on, guys. You guys are getting more fucking angry about sporting events and your team losing than you will when your government is R-wording you with taxes. So
R-wording. Well, why did I have to think for a second?
This is only a portion of this is going to be on YouTube, everybody. So everybody that's listening, you're prepared for a fun talk. But to get into the real nitty gritty details of this episode and how disturbing it gets, go to Rumble, go to Strange Brew Podcast, support a platform with freedom of speech. You can get on an app now. You can put it on your TV. I have it on my, it's sick.
Rumble on the TV.
So when I work out,
Rumble's on the telly now.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I'm starting to work out again, and when I work out, I'm listening to Jerry McKenzie scream about how terrible the government is. I'm like, I just get motivated.
Fuck them.
So this is crazy. So teens were drugged, stripped naked, raped, not to mention that, hunted down in the woods and killed by European royals, according to this week's latest eyewitness testimony that they testified before the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels.
Ooh.
They stripped these people naked and then they're like, okay, start running. And then they, you know, it's crazy.
You can't be hiding with your pants. We need to see your flesh.
Which, and I don't know. I truly believe some of this stuff is possible. And then they drip feed it to me. They do this in movies and they show you what's actually happening and what's actually happened in history. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, act like, oh, it's just a movie. So if anyone actually talks about it, it's like, ah, you saw that in a movie, didn't you? It's like not actually real as they want to claim, but it's real, man.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
So, would this be you, right? If you're hunting for humans?
Oh, I'd be way cooler than that guy.
This guy? You'd be that guy.
Oh, yeah. Me and Chloe. There it is.
I should take that picture and then reface your face on it.
Can you reface Chloe's too?
Yeah. That'd be very, I wish I could do dogs. It'd be very fine. There's me.
There is you. He's like, Mr. Billy, do you know how to reload? I haven't done that yet.
My coat stops me from reloading. For all it's pictures, like vintage pictures of old hunters. The one guy is definitely Russian, and he's got a big, thick coat on there, bud.
Oh, it's cold.
Yep. So it's a pretty dangerous
game. There's your fucking real estate agent. It's like, buddy, you said you were going to kill me, but didn't think like that.
So think about it. It's royalty like this. These people supposedly that are involved with this type of stuff. People, like you said, rich people get bored and they get themselves involved in horrendous shit, in my opinion. Look what happened with P. Diddison, you know, P. Diddler, you know, that was, you missed out on that. That was a fun time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
you guys had fun with that.
Oh yeah. It was fun. They're making fun of P. Diddy. Was one of my highlights of the last month.
There was actually, funny enough, speaking of the rich, this a little off topic, but it's a super neat story. So, reading this book a while ago, it was,
you read books?
It sounds like I haven't already lying sometimes. Anyways, basically the premise of it was like how to like kind of not be like materialistically like bound to things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's kind of this one little snippet.
You have two vapes on the desk right now.
I know. one's almost dead. Anyways, kind of the snippet story of it anyway. And the one part that kind of stuck with me was, pardon me. It kind of went, this guy, super rich millionaire from North America, goes down to Mexico.
Yeah.
He sees this guy in Mexico and all he does is every day he gets up, he's a fisherman, and he goes and he catches fish and then he brings them back and he gets X amount of dollars per fish or whatever. And then he goes, lives his life with his family.
Yeah.
And he's like, how many fish did you get? So I caught about like 600 today. He's like, wow, you're really good at that. Like, if you wanted to come to North America, I could get you a business and we can make like a lot of money. He's like, okay. And then what? And he's like, well, you'll get a bigger boat and you'll have people and crews and we'll get more fish. And he's like, okay. And then what? And he's like, well, and then eventually you'll get to the point where you don't have to work and you can just oversee the crews and they can all do it for you while you're still getting paid. And he's like, okay, then what? Yeah. He's like, well, then I guess you would come down to Mexico and live on a beach and spend time with your family. He's like, oh, like I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it's all, you know, and the thing is, right, you see this happening right now with the political class where they're all just making tons of money off of other people's backs, playing pretend in the government buildings. That's all they do. They're playing political theater, being like, I disagree with this guy, even though behind closed doors, I'm jerking. I don't know why I'd always go.
I'm jerking him off.
I'm jerking him off.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy. So this this woman was the fourth witness to give accounts about these human hunting parties. Pretty crazy stuff, everybody. And these human hunting parties of the global elite Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrificing Cult Network. A former member of the Netherlands criminal drug syndicate known as Octopus. That's what his name was, his code name, I guess.
It's a sick code name.
Octopus. Come here, Octopus.
It's almost as cool as Snake.
Yeah, Snake. Yeah, that victims were obtained for these human hunting parties from juvenile detention centers in Belgium and Holland. So even so,
get rid of them.
Yeah, realistically, right? The criminals would make more sense if you're going to hunt anybody, right?
Can we actually make that like an Olympic sport? All like the serial rapists and shit.
They did all that. It was called Australia.
They put them all in Australia.
But realistically, why don't we do that? All the people that are like child molesters and rapists,
like
and
worst of the worst.
Put them on an island by themselves. Don't let them get off. You know, right in the middle of anywhere. Put them on Jeffrey Epstein's island.
If you are able to get off, good on you. That was your punishment. This is your one chance at surviving.
They all put them on Epstein's Island, Mossad Island, actually, what it should be called.
And if you do get off, you get captured, and then you just go to jail for the rest of your life.
No, then they go to Epstein Island. We all put them there. And then they realize that there's like underground bunkers and shit. And they're like, whoa. And then they like travel in this high-tech new elevator that like shoots you across the world. And they're back in America.
Futurama.
Yeah. I think there's stuff like that exists.
Always wanted the portals, like the tubes that like suck air. And you just kind of like worm your way through as you're like crossing the city sideways.
So in 2004, this is according to the testimony, in 2004, I was an involuntary witness to torture, rape, and murder sessions of drugged children performed for a group of high-ranked people of the Netherlands, a stated woman. I was taken to a hunting party in Belgium close to Brussels where I saw two boys and a girl aged 14 to 16 hunted and killed by the global elites. That's how dark this stuff is.
How did she get there?
She was an eyewitness, Octopus.
I know, but I mean, like, who let her in?
You know?
She went, yeah, Mrs. Octopus. May I invite you? Here's your quarterly invitation to our meet and greet. Might be a little different than what you're used to.
So the human hunting party was heavily guarded by the Netherlands Royal Guards. I was told that King Albert of Belgium was present. Four eyewitnesses confirmed that as children and youths were focused to attend the human hunting parties. Where they and other children were raped and were some killed, and deceased boys' penises were cut off. That's disgusting. That's gross. But I believe it could take place, you know?
Why after?
Well, and then they probably took their organs, right?
They wanted the penises, like, is that like a rabbit's foot, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's like a souvenir.
Yeah. Well, a lucky souvenir.
Yeah. And then everyone that lost their foreskin, they want to get it back for some reason. They're like, wow, we made a mistake. And they're like trying to put it back on.
Shit's not as clean as it used to be.
So, yeah, pretty crazy. Allegedly, there was a Dutch countryside palace where boys' penises were on display like trophies on walls.
Ugh.
Whoa, that is fucking some crazy intense shit.
You think like it would just like shrivel up to be like almost dehydrated at that point, right?
Yeah, you have no more blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even really know what it is.
Yeah, I don't, man.
I was thinking like, yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer had penises in a box and they still look like penises.
It's my dick in a box.
Sorry. I'm trying to think of something.
Well, I was going to say it's my penis in the box, but it was too long. I was like, oh, I'll just go with this.
Some hunting parties were hosted on the grounds of the Belgian Queen Beatrix Palace. Dutch therapist Toos, Nijnenhuis. Sure, I don't know how to pronounce last names. I'm never going to. It's Nijnenhuis, or whatever. Claimed that as a four-year-old, she was forced to witness murders of children that involved Pope Ratzinger, a Dutch Catholic cardinal, plus the father of the Netherlands, Belgian Queen Beatrix, and the Bilderberg founder, Dutch Crown Prince Elfrink Bernard. Bernhard is his name. Bernhard. I saw the former Pope Joseph Ratzinger murder a little girl. Another witness confirmed it was at a French chateau in the fall of 1987. It was ugly, horrible, and didn't happen just once. Ratzinger and Bernhard were some of the more prominent men who took part. It's crazy because it could definitely exist. Because like I said, these people get bored and guess what? They start doing murdering people because, you know, why not?
Murder on my mind.
You know, just ready for a good hunt, bro. You know? So, pretty crazy.
It's like the ultimate, like, fuck you too. It's like, I'm so much more superior.
I have so much more
Your
money.
Life means nothing.
And then they go by, you know, cause like rich people don't really, if you're rich, you're in the club kind of thing. But I wonder if there's like bets taken, you know, like and stuff like that. And, you know, if you can, who's the first one to shoot the blackie? Who's the, you know, can you get whitey?
You got a fucking bingo card there. You'd be like pigtails.
Yeah.
Oh, that got dark.
Well, technically it claims that it is children. So in Ireland and Spain and Canada, 34 child mass graves were discovered and appeared to be linked to the Ninth Circle activities. The largest was the Mohawk Indian Residential School in Brantford, Ontario.
Yeah.
Whoa. And eventually we'll be talking about
know,
that.
We sure. all know about that now.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And we're still not digging up the remains. Where child remains were identified in 2008 before the Catholic Church, the Canadian government, and the English Crown shut down the dig by professional archaeologists. And there's like there's a guy.
Like we don't need to go deeper. No. You know, I think we all know what's there.
There was a guy that was specifically like not involved, but like he was trying to investigate this stuff. I remember watching a video of him talking about how like deep it really goes and how they're hiding a bunch of stuff. And this was like years and years ago when we first started the show. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to cover it and stuff like that. But Billy, you're the first to go. Sorry.
Nah, that's fine. I don't want to be here anymore.
Remember, fake gun, YouTube. It's not real. It is a pellet gun. You fucking censorship, Nazi, whatever, communist, whatever the fuck you guys are. I know what it is. They call it YouTube.
That's like you get on the case about the gun and then you say something that they're like, yep, man, that's all yeah, I needed.
I didn't say that. I said YouTube, okay?
Oh.
I said boob tube. I said something that you don't even know what I said, okay? Right, it's all in your head. Everyone is crazy except for me. All right?
Gaslighting isn't even real.
yeah. So true. You know, so I don't know. I really wanted to get like a double barrel shotgun, or a break action one where it's like the two.
Oh, I love those.
And yeah. I was like, it's sick. And then Brett's like, you know how much recoil those things have? And yeah. I was like, but it would be cool to have in a collection. And he's like, yeah. But he's like, it'll blow off your fucking arm. Cause it's so like, there's so much kick to it. I'm like, it's but powerful, it looks man. Cool.
Yeah, you know? I always like the double barrels too.
Yeah, it's cool. And the break ones are fucking sick too looking. But like at the same time, right? It's a very powerful gun. And then, you know, I couldn't imagine that's why, you know, these gangsters in Compton are not like shooting shot off shotguns with one hand and stuff. Your like wrist would break.
Like, yeah, our little hooker pistols are fine. It works. It's a gun. It's cheap.
Yeah. The 2013 ICLC CJ court had found Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip guilty for the October 10th, 1964 disappearance of 10 native children from the Catholic residential school in Camp Loops, British Columbia.
Philip, why did you do that?
Philip. They were doing it together.
Philip. Don't put my name on that. It's a you thing.
Now she's dead. So in the first 2 weeks of 2014, court witnesses identified Dutch and Belgian royal participants in the rape and killing of Mohawk children and newborns. Newborns.
So fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's crazy terrible. That this stuff happens. And the more we expose it, the more that we expose the people that are truly doing this stuff. You know, probably people that run our governments and stuff like that. You know, who knows?
Why are we even trying to be on YouTube anymore?
I know. Well, don't worry. It's fine.
What's the point?
I know. Cause everything gets censored and stuff like that. And it is weird. If we were doing this stuff, especially the content we're doing and, you know, we do have a lot of fans. Like, yeah, 5-10 years ago, it would have caught on. We'd have hundreds and thousands probably of subscribers, but YouTube keeps us at this baseline. It's like we're being shadow banned 1,000% because it's very weird how it works out like that. That like I do the best, catchiest, you know, thumbnails that people click on. Whoa, like even the Taylor Swift episode, that should have caught on a lot of attention because people are so hooked on that chick. Yeah. And it did okay, but nowhere near what I thought it was going to do. And that's the problem. But it did really well on Rumble. So that's the issue is you need to support these platforms. Even if it done well on BitChute, has a couple hundred fucking bunch of hundred views on BitChute. Nobody uses that shit. So it's crazy how BitChute, we can get more views on there than YouTube, the open platform that everybody is uses, but it's because it's owned by Google. And who owns Google? I wonder. Start following the money, people. Go down the rabbit hole. Join me. Hold my hand.
We should start like spreading it out. So like, get Chelsea to post an episode and then I'll post an episode and like from different accounts.
I might start trying to. It's so funny because
Jared, not from your computer.
No, I know.
Different.
I know. Devices. Get a VPN. I have a VPN anyways, but things I should start trying to do that a little more often or maybe start a new channel to start firing things out there because if people want to think different things, it should be okay. Mm-hmm. When do we start having to like everything? Everything has to be you have to like everything. No, I don't. I don't have to like everything. Eat a dick.
It's not that you have to like everything. It's that you just aren't allowed to like.
Everything's got to be inclusive.
Well, you're not allowed to like be mean about the things you don't like. That's kind of what they're at.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you need to be mean.
Sometimes people do need to get told right where to fucking go for sure.
And I was telling this, we have, this younger kid doing co-op and he just gave me the finger and I was like, be careful who you do that to. I was like, I called a kid a goof. When I was 15, I got jumped by 5 guys. I was like, I asked the guy to fight me, but he wouldn't. And I got jumped by 5 people that pulled a knife out of me and all that shit. So I was like, be careful.
You don't say that either.
And I didn't even say it to him. I said it to this girl that I was friends with. And then she told him. And then I was going to go smoke a blunt with these people that I thought I knew and were friends with. And then I started seeing people hiding behind trees. And I was like, who the fuck is that behind the tree? And then 5 guys came out. I was like, are you this guy? And I was like, yeah. And they started beating the shit out of me. And I couldn't stop it.
Sounds like a movie.
I know. It literally was like a movie. I've never experienced anything like that where I've been jumped. I've gotten to fights and stuff like that.
You just see them all like, they're like, they got there like 6 hours early and they're like, don't move from your
position. Yo, it was like that. And as soon as I started noticing them, they all stepped out. I thought like, I was like,
yeah, we're caught.
my buddy Mike back in the day was with me and they pulled a knife on him saying for him not to jump in. Cause Mike was a pretty tough kid. And, It's just funny. Mike's like, you're high. I was like, no, there's somebody behind that fucking tree. And they're just sitting there waiting with the blunt. And I was like, something's going on. And you could tell that they probably felt, the chick probably felt like sketchy about it and stuff like that. I'm like, you scumbags. And those kids, I guarantee, are all in jail right now. I guarantee it. Probably. Almost all of them.
Or dead.
Yeah, that's true. They probably are. These kids were like not good people. Yeah. So they name
no,
all,
you think?
Yeah, they name all these people. People. Named were Bernhard, King Hendrik, the Queen of Holland, I guess. A lot of people were attending these human hunting parties.
Ooh.
Alleged to be present during these human hunting parties were late Prince John Fizzo. Nice.
Fizzo.
Yeah. And his wife, Mabel. Mabel Weiss Smith.
Mabel Fizzo.
Yeah. No, her name is Mabel Smith.
What? But Mabel, she's royalty and she didn't take his name?
No. They don't
do that. Not do that?
I don't know. I don't know what they do in fucking Holland and shit. Former ministers, the top man of the Dutch army, the secretary, the undersecretary of Rad van State in the Netherlands, the viceroy. That sounds like some fucking Star Wars shit. Viceroy. That's actually in Star Wars, but viceroy next to the Queen Beatrix and other global business and political leaders, including some from the U.S. Surely the present King Willem Alexander and King Philip and their wives were known about the abuse and the murder of children, said one eyewitness. They do nothing about it and likely are the ones that could stop investigations and prosecutions and all that stuff. Like, cause there's people that are in power. So I'm always like, you think that there's good people in power? No, there's greedy, money hungry, evil people, because realistically there's people with more influence, more money, more time than I have. And they could and speak out and change things and, and help push things. But no, everyone's bought and paid for, and you will reap what you sow, people. Don't worry. You will reap what you sow. It's what it's all
got
about.
It.
That Thomas is shady.
Listen, Linda.
Watched a lot of retarded people. Spent time with them, observed them.
Like, we're not even trying to get on this. Why are we doing this?
Don't worry, we're going to be switching off soon.
It's
so,
not even worth it.
It's worth it, everybody. Say hello, because, you know, we love you. It's fine, because they'll let some stuff slide. But as soon as you mention any medical thing or
false info.
Yeah. Because there's literally people paid to sit there behind a computer and be like, this is misinformation. No, it's not. What you spread is misinformation. So in January 2014, the brother of the King of Holland, Prince John, it's John, but it's Johan Frizzo, passed away in a coma after these three Dutch language websites shown here reached the internet. The websites revealed that Frizzo was the human hunting, was at human hunting and killing parties. The story came on the internet a few years after of them trying to move the policy and justice department in the Netherlands to act against these criminals. An eyewitness said nobody did anything to stop these crimes, probably because Queen Beatrix and King Albert likely interfered with the investigations.
Good chance, I assume. Yeah, I assume they wouldn't just let them fucking be like, I hope they don't know that we were there.
That's crazy. Cause like, if we behaved like our government does, we'd all be in jail. The amount of like scandals that our crime minister has done, like, it's just it's crazy. It's so crazy. And then nothing's being done about it. If this was the 60s and this stuff was going on, I doubt actually anyone would do anything, because people were more conditioned even back then. But yeah. I think people would be in an uprise. They'd be like, come on. How many fucking foreign interferences and all the shit that has to go on. And then, you know, CSIS is horrible at their jobs, or like our FBI. And it's just like, and then he's like, yeah, I don't even listen to the reports because I don't think they know what they're doing. That's what he said on the testimony, our crime minister. And it's just like, so you didn't even listen to the people that are supposed to be like your FBI, your like intelligence department very recently. So he testified that he doesn't even read the reports. And it's the same people that said that Diagnalon was the people behind the Freedom Convoy and were domestic terrorists and all this shit. And it was a bunch of bullshit. They're chasing around a fucking goat figurine, man. It's like absurd the shit that like Canada is happening in this country. It's pretty crazy. So these human hunting parties were said to take place on the grounds of the Belgian Queen Beatrix Palace in the Netherlands. Two witnesses have named former Pope Joseph Ratzinger and the Queen Beatrix father of the deceased Prince Alfrink Berhard, as we said, were present at the child sacrifice. Both were said to be Nazi sympathizers or maybe communists. Who knows? But this ICLCJ, the court, whatever that's the people that are investigating. The court received a collection of Jesuit archival records about child sacrificial cult known as the Knights of Darkness.
What the fuck's Jesuit?
Jesuits. Billy. Whoops.
What is Jesuit?
Jesuits is like an order of like the Vatican. I'm pretty sure they're like assassin type people. So to speak, they're like a cult. I'll look it up quick. I can't remember the exact thing. I should know this because we're eventually going to cover this on the show, and I've been looking into stuff like this. But they're a faction. Jesuit member of Society of Jesus, a Roman Catholic order, religious men founded, blah, blah, blah. So it's like just it's a cult. That's what it is. They did some horrible things. They supposedly, it's just so funny because these people claim to like, I love Christ, but do you? But you're doing horrible things. You're assassinating people.
In the name, right?
Yeah, it's true.
You can do anything you want as long as you think that's what God wanted.
I know, crazy. And the records show that Ratzinger, one of the popes, was identified as a member of the Knights while working as an SS assistant at Ravensbrück, the concentration camp in Germany. So the records also state that Ratzinger participated in child sacrificial rituals using kidnapped children from camps or political prisoners. Because why not use them, right?
You might as well. It's free labor.
Yeah. Just wait, man. Wait till you're forced into gulags.
Until I'm forced there?
Yeah. Everyone.
I'm gonna be the last one, man. I'm in New Brunswick.
I know. I'll be coming up there.
Yeah. Hey, this place, for somebody that doesn't like the government as much as he doesn't like, you're living in the worst spot.
I know.
Possible.
I know. I can't help it. It's because we have too much family around here. I can't.
Sure,
I,
you can.
I can't.
If you cared that much, you could.
I know. I can't though. I can't leave my family. You know.
I did.
I know. You did.
Fuck them. I'm just joking.
Fuck you, Billy. Now I will.
You can visit.
I know. But I would not want to live here, but we have a good piece
you
of
a good setup.
A little good setup for what it is now. But who knows in the future. Another court document called the... I'm not going to pronounce this. Oh, the magistratial? No, the internet. Chelsea, get off the internet. But another court document, the magisterial. Okay, why can I not pronounce this word right now? I don't know. Whatever. The privilege indicate child sacrifice was a regular occurrence at the Vatican. So this claims a court document that there was regular child sacrifices at the Vatican. Does not surprise me at all. At the age, the tender age of 12, Savi, a San Francisco County, Californian, claimed she was brought to the catacombs beneath the Vatican to witness the sacrifice of a 3-year-old drugged boy.
Oh,
in this video, her interviewer said that 24 years prior to Mary, quotations, because these are just probably their code names or whatever, told him she witnessed another satanic child sacrifice rite in the same Vatican catacombs. Well, eventually we talk about that stuff at some point, but
same but different.
Oh, ew.
That's a good one. Very that's gross. A good that's gonna be useful for a while.
It's very disgusting though. So last week an Irish police investigator reported to the ICLCJ court that close to 800 babies buried in a Catholic nun's septic tank were dismembered. I remember hearing about this shit.
Fucking what?
I heard about this. Whoa, I remember when I
oh, that was that was the U button. You changed it on
yes,
me.
I did. It's like we are laughing.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
800 in her fucking septic.
I heard about this too. It's a real thing.
Do you understand that most, like, I'm assuming hers is a little larger.
Yeah.
But like
the Catholic nun.
Do you know the size of a septic tank, like on average?
Yeah, it's like it's not that big.
Yeah, it's like that. That's all of this. Like 800. How big was this fucking septic tank? Like this is at her personal property.
Yeah. I guess it says buried in a Catholic nun's septic tank were dismembered, decapitated. It disclosed
even that too, like to find it, like that would all like that would all deteriorate.
Yeah, but they proved some of their skulls and bones and stuff like that. And yeah, it was 800 babies buried in a Catholic nun's septic tank were dismembered, decapitated, and in bits and pieces, signs that they could have been murdered in a satanic child ritual.
How did they get put in the septic? They got literally flushed down the toilet. Like they would have had to cut it. Like how do you put something in a septic tank? Like it's
maybe they hid it there. It's like a poopy's already going there, so why not just throw some decaying bodies in there?
So they had to dig it up. Think the poopy dig it up, open it up.
Yeah, maybe they think the poopy will like eat it up faster. You know what I mean? Do you think if you put like a dead body in poop, it would erode faster or less? Well,
it's not the poop. So when you build a septic tank, and it's so fucking weird, I know this now because I'm living in New Brunswick. When you get a septic tank, like, and it's fresh and clean,
yeah.
You want like one of your best bets is like throw like a dead chicken in there or something. Yeah. So you throw something dead, it gets the maggots going. Oh, and then once the maggots start getting going, that's what eats down your septic before you empty it. So it's not just like filling it immediately. Like you can go like years and years without emptying your septic tank because like if it's good and maggoty.
That's fucked up. So in the last 2 months, the ICLCJ court has heard these heart-wrenching testimonies about rape, torture, and murder of children as recent as 2010 by the Catholic leaders, European royal family members, and other global elites. Murder sites of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult were said to be in the catacombs of the cathedrals, including the Vatican, and on private estates, military establishments, groves in Belgium, Holland, Spain, as we said, all these places. Yeah. It's overwhelming, all the evidence that was discovered and a number of new testimonies coming forward, and this is what's happening is things are being revealed. It seems like that's another word for the apocalypse, and a lot of stuff is starting to be revealed about the people that really control our world and what is really actually going on, and about this Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult activities and what they're actually doing. At some point we'll maybe dive deeper into the Ninth Circle, which we're kind of going to get to in the next part of this episode. They have uncovered the Ninth Circle Satanic Cult members possibly involvement in international child sacrifice, kidnapping, exploitation, and drug rings. The five international judges and 27 jury members were expected to remain in session for at least a year due to the complexity of the case. Amnesty has been offered to the citizens or employees of the Vatican. Of course, it has. We'll forgive you. It's fine. Fuck you. Crown of England churches and governments willing to give sworn testimony if they can add evidence to the global elites and the maybe suspect of them committing crimes. Rewards up to 10,000 euros. Or around $13,000 US was available through the court, and I didn't give it, but they actually give like the number in the site for these courts, and if you want to, so you can look up the ICLCJ court,
the case or whatever.
So they have over 450 common law peace officers in 13 countries, with 51 local charter groups operating. Pretty crazy, and we'll see if this actually goes anywhere. But
you're acting as if there is no heaven or hell.
Why are you acting this way?
Well, I've got news for you.
They're right.
There is most definitely a hell. And you're all going to go there when you die. Which is in about...
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
15 minutes.
Holy shit, we really are gonna die!
Pretty crazy. So everybody watching this on YouTube. I thought you said
that was the real Pope.
Well, it was Little Nicky dressed up as the Pope, right?
I thought you meant legit.
So, you know what? This is for you, YouTube.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
All right. Now, everybody watching this, go to Rumble, subscribe to Strange Brew Podcast. We would appreciate greatly support freedom of speech platforms because we're about to switch over to some very dark, disturbing stuff. So bye, YouTube.
Ah, Felicia.
All right. So let's get into this. This is very dark shit. So be prepared. Have you ever heard about the Red Shoe Society, the Red Shoe Club?
Vaguely. But yes.
Okay. It's pretty
Taylor Swift's in it, right?
Most likely. Yeah. Most likely. This will be pretty dark actually. So, a lot of dark stuff going on in the world.
I can't read any of that.
I know it's just, it's connections of anyone. There's the,
those were memes.
No. So yeah, this is, some pretty dark stuff. There's Anderson Cooper. Yeah. He's part of it. Oh. So what's the big deal with the red shoes, man?
Why you got red shoes on?
I was doing research, you know, high heels back in the, you know, when high heels were created and stuff like that, back in the day, butchers used to wear high heels. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that. Why?
Because then weren't stepping on the blood and all that stuff. So it's like their feet weren't getting soaked into all the blood that was on the ground.
But your toes still.
It's very weird. And that's supposedly you according to mainstream
platform shoes. Yeah. At that point.
But the high heels has always been a form of like.
You know how hard it'd be to walk in high heels on a blood soaked floor.
I know.
Like, it'd be so slippery.
Be like, here's your meat. Tick 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 tick. Yeah, but
it's like the burliest motherfucker too. He's like, here. Tick
tick. They were designed differently. You think of like King Louis and stuff like that. They used to wear those little high heel shoes back in the day. The royalty. It was a sign of royalty to have, like, you know, most people were walking around barefoot, bare feet. So royalty would actually have shoes. And there's a connection to like the red dye. Like, oh, you have red shoes. You got the dye. You know, through like, because back in the day they're probably made out of like cowhide or who knows what. Right. So pretty crazy. And what's the big deal, man? What's the big deal? Well, the red shoes, man. What is the big deal?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yep. The Red Shoe Society, man. What about you know, Dorothy? You know? She has the ruby slippers, right? Oh, remember that?
Fucking Wizard Oz.
Huh? There's no place like Pedophile Island. All there's no place like
is, all you gotta do is click your heels and you have a dick in your ass.
There's no place like Jeffrey Epstein's Island.
One, two, oh. That's dumb.
That's fucking funny, though. Pretty crazy, man. There's a crazy stuff going on. So because it's a satanic symbol of child and human sacrifice during the sacrificial rituals, the Satanists wear red shoes, claim to be made with human leather. Human leather, everybody. So...
it'd be gray at that point, no?
That's weird. That's weird.
It'd be gray.
Kind of weary me out.
Is your diet?
Yeah. You could die. They used, they would use red dye back in the day. That's why it was you, like, it was like royalty and stuff like that. Red's always been used. There's a frequency that's supposed to be, it comes with the all colors and stuff like that.
Everyone looks the best in red.
Yeah, we don't understand. Red is one of my favorite colors, but, you know, but.
How old are you?
Yeah, because
you have a fucking favorite
black
color?
And red, man.
Fucking grown ass man has a favorite.
I like this color. Oh my god!
Tell me what color you like to wear so more good. Than any other.
Whatever fits me and looks good.
What looks good on you?
Blue looks good. Red looks good.
Oh, that's purple scary stuff. Good. Hey, should we be worried about the kids in the audience?
Let's hope there's no kids there.
Gray, black, like just the idea that you can just go, that's my favorite. And it's like, I could see you like picking up a red shirt and you're in fucking like winners.
I don't wear any red shirt.
You're in winners or some shit and you go, just my favorite. Okay. Tom clicks his heels and he fucking tap, 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 tap.
So they claim to be made, these shoes made of human leather. And it's claims that so blood doesn't get on the shoes. That is the claim that, pretty crazy. And it doesn't show the blood either. So
would human leather like water wick it? Is that what it means?
Water wick it.
Well, it says so blood doesn't get on the shoes, but it's going to be on the shoes fucking
but
anyways.
It blends in.
Yeah. That's what, I was thinking like it would be like a repellent. Like, because leather is water repellent.
Yeah, technically, especially human leather.
I guess not blood, though.
I'm not saying all the celebrities that were wearing red shoes are part of the
safety. As soon as you have red shoes on, that's it. They only sell red shoes to pedophiles.
Yep, so if you're wearing red shoes right now, and you look down, you're like, shit.
Yeah, we know where you got them.
Yeah, we know.
we know.
You make the Lord very nervous.
All right.
I'm burning now.
Take it easy.
Hellfire is burning me alive.
He's burning.
It's weird, though. I'm sure that, you know, many don't have a clue about the symbolism of the red shoes. You had Red Shoe Diaries. Remember that? On IFC. It was like a softcore kind of sexy show. I definitely watched it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow. People would know. Oh, maybe a little older. But IFC used to play the show called Red Shoe Diaries. And it was like this kind of detective guy. But he was very like softcore, like sensual. You see a little bit of booby. Yeah. One of those kind of shows. Yeah,
you see a little boobies.
Yeah. You know, I know you watch those shows.
I have something on my teeth.
So did I. No, I had something
on my teeth. Oh, the way you did it. I fucking hate when people do that and stare at... Okay, that's actually a PSA. This has happened to me like 4 fucking times this month. If you have something in your teeth and you're picking them out, don't make eye contact with somebody. As soon as you do, like that's the universal sign for like, hey, I'm trying to show you something in yours. Like that's like literally the fourth fucking time this month someone's done that to me. And I was like, they're like, oh no, I was just doing my own thing. I'm like, why were you staring?
That's so funny. I'm sure that may not have a clue about the symbolism of the red shoes. This is not a piece about them, but I'm sure, they'd rather be aware. And they may throw the red shoes out immediately if they were aware of how deep this rabbit hole does go. Wait, go back up.
What was that one?
Look at Tom
the man
Hanks,
with one red shoe.
A kid at work mentioned, because I was talking about the episode that we're going to be getting into. And I was talking about how Tom Hanks is for sure a pedo. And then he was like, oh, there's that. I was like, we're talking about red shoes. And he's like, oh, he's in that movie called The Man with One Red Shoe. I've never seen this
movie. I've never seen it either.
I kind of want to watch it now. But like, look at the Pope, man. Look at his little red
shoes. Like, why? Why? Look at your outfit. Yeah, why would you pick red shoes other than to have a symbolism for something?
I know. It's very weird, man. There's deep connections with all this stuff, and it's pretty disturbing. So that said, let's follow the evidence and make some connections. So here is Tony Podesta, known – this guy's a creepy fuck, man. He does all sorts of disturbing –
That is a sick balloon.
That's a statue. It might be a balloon for the statue that he did, but that's his statue.
Oh, and is that supposedly Photoshop?
No, that's real.
And no, the statue's floating, though.
He could have had it strung up with fucking a wire.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
But, like, this guy's a full-blown creep. He's connected with Hillary Clinton.
Anybody that owns that statue.
And Maria Brockovich, whatever that Vokovich, whatever that fucking stupid bitch's name is. We'll cover her at some point. But where's that one image? That right there, that down there, you see that with all the kids? Over their face, that's one of his art.
They're all pantsless, but they all got red shoes on.
No, but they're like being about to be abused.
Oh,
see,
about to be abused from what?
Pretty crazy. So, like, if I read this, the red shoe worn by members of the Red Shoe Club and often made from human flesh, murdered and sacrificed children. For example, the Jesuit Pope plus the papal shoes. These are red shoes worn during satanic ritual abuse.
This is Poppy.
Papal, that's how you pronounce it.
I thought that was an I.
The ceremony, so when the blood falls on the shoes, it will blend in, is a symbol of adrenochrome, the cannibalistic nature and torture of children. So that's a lot of fun. It's pretty crazy. Nice. And I wanted to get into this at some point, so it made sense to do it with the kind of the human hunting aspect of it, because it's disturbing. We're going to break it down. So yeah, Tony Podesta, we'll dive deeper into him, but that's supposedly, there's something to do with this statue and how they actually do this to like people. They break them. Me and Aaron did an episode about Burke and Hare. These people that essentially, they will be out the time this one's out. They dug up graves for money way back in the day, right? 1800s kind of thing. And then they realized that, oh, if they produce the corpses, they can make money. So they started killing people. And the one guy like did this to a kid. He just like fucking broke him over his knee. They killed the mom already. And then he's like, ka-ka! And just broke the kid over his knee.
That's fucked.
Yeah, is that crazy, man? Like, who does that shit? This being said, let's follow some shit. Here's, you know, Tony Podesta. He's known for spirit cooking, which we'll probably dive into at some point. Some of his most powerful friends, all wearing red shoes, as well as some creepy paintings from his favorite artist. So, and I think that's referring to this image right here. Pretty crazy. In the following snapshot, there's actually like Alex Soros is involved with this stuff. Same with his father, which is right there with that little Illuminati symbol like, on his neck.
Fucking, he's just gonna dive that dagger right into the baby.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't even care. Give him 2 cares.
They don't give a shit, man. Pretty crazy stuff. So, and then, in the son of George Soros, they're wearing shoes at spirit cooking dinners. And there's a description that they actually did with some of these artistic paintings and stuff like that. And, one of the hashtags was the devil's haven. Tonight we dine in hell. And that was stuff that they were posting. His father is the notorious George Soros, is also connected to the pizza scandal. And it has been discovered that Soros and the international multi-billionaire was important donor to a small pizza shop, now the infamous Comet Ping Pong, which is the center of the pizza scandal. I know you have something to say.
I've been on board with a lot of, like, especially like soon as like a bigger corporation gets in trouble for something, yeah. Even if it's true or not, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. That Wayfair thing was so fucking bullshit.
I don't believe it is.
It was so bullshit.
I don't think it is.
It had like where. Okay, if it did come from something factual,
yeah.
The people frontlining it were lying about knowing about it.
Yeah.
That I can say. If actually has any fucking
Etsy
backbone,
does it now.
They're all the people that are like pushing that agenda.
Yeah.
Have no fucking idea what
or
they're talking
the
about.
Idea they're sprinkling in fake shit to confuse
but
people.
But that's
the gas
so lighting. Much. Fake
but the
shit.
Idea, like
I
remember
this is bullshit.
When Anton was on the show, he was like, "Pizzagate's fake" and all that shit. And guess what? The investigator of Pizzagate that debunked it was caught with child porn. So. A little fucking weird, everybody.
That's a coinky dink, isn't
so,
it?
So, and it's crazy. So, Pizzagate was a real thing. People, you don't want to believe it. It's just a conspiracy. Don't believe any of this stuff then. You can live in your fucking little bubble and not realize how evil these people are that control the world, but you're the fucking idiot. And, you're just a useful idiot at the, as the communist leaders would say. And eventually you'll be liquidated. That's how this works, everybody, if you don't realize what's going on yet. And I believe that all this stuff was real. I think that Wayfair, some of it was real, maybe not all of it.
That's what I mean. No,
it could have happened
once
or twice.
It like, yeah.
You know,
like,
if Etsy it could, has it now.
Etsy's doing it. Who the fuck orders off Etsy?
That's where I got this from.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was the only one I find.
You're like, yeah, the only reason I know is because one came with my shipment.
And a baby came with this
wrong.
Sign. When this sign came that says recording studio or whatever, a baby was inside too. And I was like, what the fuck is this doing? I just threw it over my back into the trash.
It's salt.
You know, like when you're like, you have bad luck and you just like throw the salt behind you.
It's like a prom.
I just did that with the baby. So terrible because this shit's probably real. So in the, it's the owner. James Alfantis, who was, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who was named by the GQ as one of the most 50 powerful people in Washington, which is really weird for this one pizza shop.
50 powerful people in only Washington.
Yes.
Well, I guess Washington's where the okay, that's fair.
You know? So the virtual unknown owner of the pizza shop is known for one of the most powerful people in DC. Also received direct. Oh, this belt, my fake gun belt's just falling apart. You know how long I've had this since I was Roddy Piper. Remember that for Halloween years ago. Also received direct payments from American Bridge PAC, one of the groups heavily sponsored by George Soros. Not to mention probably APAC, which is the. If you know, you know. Well, I guess we're on Rumble, so it's the Jew fucking owned one that controls everything, man. Control fucking all the shit that's going on. And I'm starting to, people don't realize, if you start to dig down, it's not against what Jewish people are, or the religion, or Judaism. It's against Zionists and the people that are controlling and puppeting everything. And that it's clear if you follow the money, how all this stuff is always connected. You know, mm-hmm. Pfizer, directly owned by majority Jews. Congress, Jews, 80%, even though it's a 2% population. It's who funds all the fucking wars. It's fucking weird, man. Nobody cares, man. It's just like...
Well, it's like, you can care, but it's like, fuck.
Then you're anti-Semitic. The thing is,
what are you going to do?
John Hopkins did a study. I don't even trust those fucks, but they did a study and they proved that 80% or 85% of the people in Israel have no direct lineage to that land or to Hebrews. So Semitic means Arabic. If you look up the definition of Semitic, it means Arabic. So how can you be anti-Semitic to people that are not even Arabic or not even from that piece of land? They're Khazarian. They're fucking Turks. They're Khazarian Turks, man. These people are not from where they say they are. They're from like Ukraine and shit, where at least they used to. Like what Ukraine is now is not what it was before. They want to go back to Babylon.
I was going to say that means two things.
Because they want to go back to Babylon. I truly believe that. They want to rebuild Babylon and then try to build the Tower of Babel so they can reach whatever. They want to mock God. And that's why they're, and me and Brett talked about this. In their beliefs, they sacrifice the red heifer, a cow, to bring about the apocalypse and stuff like that. And they're doing it. They've got an altar and shit, man. It's crazy. The fucking, like, let's just, they want to
find his money, altar can buy.
Yeah. They
that was backwards.
They can, it just it looks like a fucking something you'd bring a fucking broken lady in a wheelchair up. But, it's crazy because in their ideology, their Messiah never came. Jesus was not their Messiah, hence why they killed him. So then they were jerking,
but he never came.
They were trying. They're like, come on, where's our Messiah? You know, and then it's just crazy shit, man. So years ago, I wrote about the fact that Namble, you know, from South Park, Man Boy Lover Association or whatever, was advocating for the legalization of pedophilia. Care to take guess who their largest contributor was? None other than George Soros,
yeah.
And also, now it's funny that because of what Swift was talking about, it exposed him.
A
little bit because she's trying to own all the because they own the rights to all of her music.
Oh yeah.
Right. So and then she exposed her the song, like talked about her son, and now dumb Taylor Swift fans are like her legion army of.
She's got a fucking hell of a following, man.
I know, army of preteen girls are like, I hate the Soroses. It's like, good. You know what's funny? Dinosaur Soros. I get it. Reptilian.
That's not close.
Soros.
I know, but that's not close.
Dinosaurs didn't exist anyway, so it's fine.
Can't tell me that. It's in my blood.
They didn't exist, man. Not in the way we think they did. No wonder that George Soros has been identified as a force behind the social media censorship. At the front of his attack on freedom of speech and democracy is none other than James Brock, a Clinton shill that was caught laundering money and the former boyfriend of James Pizza Alfantis. The pizza man, front man of his attack on free speech and democracy is the same guy that was caught for all this stuff. And another infamous political figure wearing red shoes for the same brand was Tony Podesta. As you mentioned, is none other than the former head of the Catholic Church, also Pope Benedict and Ratzinger, as we were just talking about him. That's Ratzinger right there. He's a creepy looking fuck, that's for sure. And the new one's like the woke pope. He's like super into the woke shit. It's crazy. And check this out. You want to know
what's those high heels?
Listen, this is in the Canadian government, and this was for the violence against women awareness bullshit. Look at this. This is the lawmakers, and I looked this up. This is in Canada, and this is when all of them were marching in for women violence awareness, but I think it's something deeper than that. And they're all wearing high heels, and they say pink, but most of them are like red and stuff,
too. They're all red.
Yeah, so a little fucking weird. If you
could have worn any color high heel, it doesn't matter.
It seems very sketchy that all this stuff is connected to what's going on. Pretty disturbing shit, I gotta say. And now here's something many of us didn't see coming. Tom Hanks has recently been accused of buying a girl from her father when she was 13 years old and sexually abusing her. Tom Hanks. And now he's like hiding all the time all around and it's making you sad that.
Well, if he was sexually abusing her, he'd be like, there's a good narrative.
There she is.
He's like, I bought her to get her out of that fucking thing because cops weren't doing anything.
Look at what it says. This is me. So we'll read it for everybody.
Oh, there we go. Now I can see it.
This is me, the age I was when Tom Hanks purchased me from my father for sex. Pretty crazy.
As a disassociated mind control doll. I wondered how much he paid. I wonder how much money my father made for breaking my mind and selling my child body throughout my life will I ever get to know.
Everybody loves Tom Hanks. I can't stand him after what he did to me. He's worried about Donald Trump for good reason, I guess. He knows Trump is going after the pedophiles. Sarah Ruth Ashcraft says Tom Hanks is a pedophile who raped her. Tom Hanks is a shady fuck, man, and he's involved with some very dark, disturbing stuff, hence why he produced this movie. They got him a long time ago, I believe. So it's pretty crazy because Tom Hanks, so if this wasn't enough, actor Isaac Cappy was someone trying to expose all this stuff and they killed him most likely. And it's crazy because now there's like X accounts where it's like, I think it's called the Cappy Army and they're trying to expose all this stuff and they're doing fairly well doing it on X. Thank God for having somewhat of a freedom of speech platform, but we all know that Elon Musk put on the Jew cap and was like, bow down for your fucking bullshit. Stupid.
That was exactly what he said, wasn't it?
Bow down to your bullshit. I'll bow down.
I bow down every day. 29 hours a day.
That's not. Can you give me an impression of what Elon Musk sounds like, though?
Dude, I haven't heard his voice in a long time.
He tried to call it David Icke and stuff like that. And David Icke,
can you just play his voice for 2 seconds?
I don't know how to do that.
Just even to me. Just like push speed and like literally have it play for like a second so I can hear his voice again. No, I don't want that.
You're trying to blackmail me with advertising? Go fuck yourself. I'm a robot. I'm Elon Musk.
I work 29 hours a day.
Yeah. I'm constantly.
You can't stop.
I'm working all the time, but I'm constantly on X tweeting all the time, nonstop.
I built this platform.
Yes.
Up from the ground.
Yeah, so you can't stop.
You can't stop me.
Yeah, he sounds like that, very monotone. He's like, I'm very smart, okay? I want free.
He is very fucking smart.
He is very smart. Okay. I'm the bastion of freedom of speech, okay? But don't talk about the Jews. I'll get you in trouble. But you can talk about murdering Palestinian children nonstop. I don't care. Yes. So,
what a weird buy. Are we living in a fucking movie?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody, let's say that wasn't from this world, and they're like, hey, what happens on your planet? And they'd be like, I don't know. This one guy made electric vehicles because they were usually run on fossil fuels. So he made it powered electric. And then he decided space. And then he bought Twitter.
Yeah, but he did one thing I can say, like, is that he did take away from their major like disinformation platform of Twitter. Like, he did whatever. I don't know. People think that he's been gotten to. People think that he's actually just kind of playing the game, and that he, like, who knows? I don't trust him because the guy, like, he wants to put the fucking microchip in your head. Give me a break. He's coming. He wants to help people, but then if that was really him on the Alex Jones show when David Icke was on there, David Icke's been calling him out consistently, and it sounded like him. It would be weird because he was getting very aggravated, and it sounded like him and the way he talked and how intelligent he is when he speaks, and it's just weird. And he was like just advocating hardcore for like the AI and it controlling a lot of the stuff, and I'm like, not a fan, man.
I think
we're disconnected from nature.
That's what's tough too. Like, I wouldn't consider him like evil.
Yeah,
I think like this guy's so just wrapped up in the fact that he's I can create shit, and like that's exciting. Could you imagine if you got to that point of intelligence where you can be like, I can literally like manufacture shit that's never came up before and like actually possibly make it real.
Let's go to Mars. He wants to be like and go to all these different planets, and it's like, man, I feel if everything could be fake and gay as everyone claims now. Everyone's like, everything's fake and gay, and they got it from
everything's fake and gay.
Everyone says this shit, and it's just like, okay, mostly everything is fake, and we're gonna get, when we talk about Tupac eventually about him faking his death, I'm pretty sure Tupac was gay. There's a video of him. We'll talk about it. I'll wait till the episode. So everyone take a look.
He grabbed ass.
Yeah, I think he was an actor like everybody else is. And it is interesting. It's like everyone's just carrying on with that stuff. But like, yeah, everything. People do enough psychedelics and you'll see how fake everything really is. You know, people need to realize how deep this goes. But don't be like riding the band ship. You know, riding the bandwagon everybody else is fucking doing. Pope Benedict's brother, George Ratzinger, is the epicenter of a huge pedophile scandal. Up to 500 children have been abused of the Catholic boys' choir run by Pope Benedict's brother. Now, there's something that many of us didn't see coming, is the idea that Tom Hanks is a pedo, along with Steven Spielberg.
Ooh.
another guy that made a movie about, like, look at these shoes, man. Look at these shoes. You know, Schindler's List.
Fuck, I watched that. I saw it once.
cut to a thing of a pile of shoes. It says fucking Jerry Kenzie is it. Important to note that before going any further, the facts, Tom Hanks' Instagram is filled with pictures of single shoes, socks, gloves, and now the kicker. When Tom Hanks was younger, he started a movie called The Man with One Red Shoe. Very bizarre, everybody. It's kind of weird.
It's a quinky dink.
It's all, you know who that is right up there?
No.
Let me zoom in. That is fucking Bill Maher, the guy that claims to be against all of this stuff and speaking out. We got Ronald McDonald also. Think about that. Big red shoes, yeah. McDonald's. There's the Pope shoes. There's all these politicians right there. It's pretty crazy, man. He looks like these people look like wizards sometimes. Look at the Pope when he's wearing. And look at the wizard outfit that Bill Maher is wearing. Bill Maher is part of this. He's trying to sway people. He's like laughing at the fact of how bad Canada is becoming like a communist country. He's just like laughing about it and like making jokes. And I'm like, you're going to get yours, bro, in this life or the next, man. Now, here I present you some disturbing facts about Bill Maher.
All right.
His film production company is called Kid Love Productions.
That's
no, I'm not joking.
Can you get the U?
What?
Can you get me an U?
can you give me an U?
Can you give me a quick U?
Oh,
how have you still not gotten? That's disgusting.
Because you can do it yourself. You know, and during some of his shows, Maher has repeatedly defended this shit, and that's just the beginning. In 1991, he made a film called Pizza Man, in which he starred. I remind you that pizza and party pizza is a pedophile code for sex with children. Let that sink in. Also, note that the climax of the film is Bill Maher's character killing Donald Trump. I feel like I have to see this. This movie.
Killing Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Pretty weird, man. Bill Maher is a pedo. Everybody.
You know Donald Trump's going on criminal trial now.
Fuck, man.
He can still be elected from behind bars.
Well, it is whatever
probably
the people
would
want.
Be, to be honest.
To be honest, at the end of the day, right? Like, I don't trust him either. He kissed the wailing wall. Maybe if people think he's playing the game. Maybe he's playing the game. I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't trust any of these people. Maybe he's not part of the political world, so I don't know. Who knows?
Killing Donald Trump, be like, this guy's going to expose something.
Yeah, well, he might be exposing stuff, but the thing is, you always got to look in who they had in power, who they were connected to, who was in power when they were in power. Yeah. And he did keep a lot of people that were pieces of shit, so...
Yeah, that's true. He got rid of a lot of people, though.
Not a lot. He didn't drain the swamp like he said he was going to do. Sorry, but he didn't do any of that shit.
He got rid of a couple of people.
And like,
they might not even have done anything. No. Be like, why the fuck am I fired? Be like, it's your turn, Ted.
Didn't like you. Ted Cruz.
I don't like the way you fucking looked at me.
And like all Luciferians, Bill Maher supports and promotes the depopulation agenda as well. In an interview on Star Talk Radio, he said, consistently pro-death, and I'm not one of those people who thinks all life is precious. What a piece of shit.
You went full retard, man.
Some people, like... Yeah, I'm not going to say
my motto is right. Let's kill the right people is what he said on a fucking talk show. You sound like Hitler now, buddy. And you claim that, oh, Justin Trudeau, it sounds like a fascist or Hitler or fucking or a communist or whatever. And it's just like you are the exact same thing, man. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. Listen to what he said. Listen to this. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets a freeway moving. That's what I'm here for. It's too crowded. The planet is too crowded. We need to promote death. This is what Bill Maher said. Bill Maher, this known pedophile
this
who wears these goofy fucking outfits.
He's so pissed. This is ultimate road rage. He's just like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, in LA, baby. You know how much land is on this planet that is not being used? They hide land from us. There's islands that they're using. You think Jeffrey Epstein's island, Mossad Island, is the only island? No, there's tons of of other ones. There are ones outside of Canada. There's so much land that is not being used that they're hoarding and stuff like that. If the Earth is flat, whatever. I don't know if it is or if it's round or if there's galaxies out there. But at the end of the day, I know for a fact they're hiding land. Yeah. And so it's like this idea we're too crowded. No, no. You could fit a, like the population is.
But it's how are you going to survive people on an island without
constant like we've done boats, for right? thousands of years, motherfucker.
Well, no, because all the islands that we've have established are very, infrastructure very close
with all that
to,
money.
Well, they're very, very
Elon Musk.
I'm saying they're very close to not an island that has everything.
Again,
so it's very easy to transport.
We have billions of dollars to send to Ukraine so that fuck can get himself more coke and then a new jet and a new boat. The guy got a new yacht, man. Zelensky, that piece of shit, the globalist puppet, the fucking tranny looking fuck. You ever see that video
YouTube's
of him?
YouTube's over.
It's not, it hasn't been on YouTube. We're only going to Rumble right now.
I know.
So it's fine. I'm just Rumble, saying, you it's can done. Say whatever you want.
We're done.
but this idea, it's so ridiculous, right? They gave him a yacht and all that shit. And if you're seeing that video of him, like, dance around high heels, because he used to be a actor. He was like a...
Oh, I've never seen that, no.
It's fucking weird, man.
Really?
It's like this weird Russian-like song, and they're all like dancing in high heels.
Good for him, though, man, dude. I tried high heels once. Like, to be fair...
Oh, Billy was in the red shoe
club. They weren't my size.
Were they red?
No. They were black. I remember doing it. But, yeah, like, to find a high heel in, like, over size 12 is tough, I think. I don't think they make those.
They do, because now we have trannies. Remember?
Oh, now they're real. 5 years ago when I did this, I don't think that was a thing.
They definitely are making bigger shoes for these freak shows. So perverted predator Harvey Weinstein is being used as a scapegoat to cover up the truth about Hollywood. Famous male and female pedophile actors and producers who want to rape kids. And it's crazy because we just talked about Nickelodeon and stuff like that. And just like how deep this kind of connection goes to all these people being part of the Red Shoe Club. Head Hollywood Luciferian Meryl Streep is one of them. She prefers to have sex with 14-year-old girls at specifically organized Hollywood pedophile parties, just like how P. Diddy was doing. P. Diddy would invite these people to these lavish parties, and then they would get him in a precarious position, and then you hear about he fucked Meek Mills, man, in the ass. We played the audio clip on the episode.
How the fuck is there a clip?
The bodyguard caught it. Everyone, they thought everyone was passed out. He's like, everyone was like doing drugs. He's like, I don't drink. Everyone was drinking, doing drugs. And he was like, nobody pay attention. But he's like, I start hearing clapping cheeks, moaning. And he's like, so I recorded. We played the fucking video. We played the audio video of, yeah. And Meek Mills says in a song, he's like, I hope they forgive me for what I did with Diddy. Says this on recording. So a lot of this shit goes deeper than people think it does. And they put it out in the open. That's the Freemasons motto. Put it out in the open, right? So why Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks get along so well post Harvey Weinstein and the Sheck New scandal. I don't know what that is. Why Meryl Streep supported convicted pedophile and anal rapist Roman Polanski. Yes, Polanski. We all know who he is. Do you know who Roman Polanski is?
How long have I been around?
Sharon Tate's husband that fleed fucking to Italy or whatever. He drugged a 13-year-old girl at a Jack Nicholson's house, supposedly. And why?
Oh, no.
They're all part of it, man.
No. Not Jack.
No. Of course, Jack. Look at that guy. He's like,
I know, but that's why I liked him.
That's a maniac.
That's like, you're going to tell me Jack Black's up on this now.
And she called Harvey Weinstein God during the acceptance speech. And when I say another thing, right? When we're talking about Nickelodeon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Weinstein. What kind of name is that?
It's Jewish.
Yeah. What about, what's that? Dan Schneider.
Schneider's Jewish.
Yeah. I know. It's so weird, man, isn't it? So like Aussie actor Anthony LaPega said, anyone who has been in Hollywood for 5 years or more knew about Harvey Weinstein. Meryl Streep lied. Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep teamed up with another Hollywood pedophile, Steven Spielberg, to make a shit film together. A shite film, it says. Spielberg has been raping kids for decades along with his pedo buddy, George Lucas. And that's what made me sad. I was like, fuck. Come on, man.
Something strange is going on.
I was like,
no, can you do that again?
Okay.
Something strange
in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Come on, I'm not my boy. Not my boy,
that's
man.
That's tough.
Not my boy George Lucas. I love Star Wars, but he ripped off everything from fucking some old religions and stuff like that. But
and they had, well, they, the whole Star Wars George theme, I remember seeing a thing. I do not know how true this is before I fucking talk about it. This is just what I saw once, could be totally fake.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a video of somebody talking. It was an Asian guy, and he's like, you know, we had Star Wars like years before you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, they did the same. They just took it from like a movie that the Japanese already made.
Yeah, well, and then Chinese, Yoda means God and some ancient religion. He ripped off a lot of stuff. So pretty crazy. So I guess Steven Spielberg has been raping kids for decades, along with his pedo buddy, George Lucas, which is just sad, man. You know, as I've said before, all your people you love are a bunch of creepy predators, whom the entire cast of Star Wars supposedly had to have sex with in order to get their parts. And the sad thing is, too, I've even heard that Mark Hamill is in on this shit, and he's trying to protect the people that probably like fucked him when he was a young.
You know what's fucking crazy about this?
Carrie Fisher said that she slept with George Lucas to get her part of Leia, and then mysteriously died weeks later.
She died weeks after that.
I suppose about was talking about this, admitting the stuff that's going on. She was a recovering drug addict, and then she admitted that this stuff was going on, and then she died. You know, mysteriously died after she admitted, yeah, I had sex with George Lucas to get my part on Star Wars. I'm sure she did.
I didn't know she died right after. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So crazy. She didn't reap the benefits of that at all.
She never did. She broke her mind, like it does to all MKUltra victims and people that are in Hollywood.
Anyways, yeah. It's kind of crazy that you kind of go down that list, because this was years ago now too. Like, a lot of people have been thinking the same way, and a lot of people know that like these big stars are doing shit like this. Where, like, I love fucking comedian stand up actors. Like, they're good. I remember watching one with Tom Segura, and he's like, I read fan mail. Never. But every once in a while, I'm like, what does this guy say?
Yeah.
And he's like, I opened a random message and went, hey, Tom, love your work. You're my favorite comedian ever. Please don't rape anybody. I really want to continue to like you. And he goes, thanks. He's like, I was really thinking about it until I read your message.
But the thing is,
but like, there are people out there that'd be like, my God, please don't be you too.
I know.
Please don't fucking join this shit.
I know. Please don't. And the thing is, and then all your heroes and the people that you worship and idol worship are all criminals and weirdos and sickos. And the thing is, at the end of the day, right, it's just so crazy because we've talked about this before, and it's getting more and more revealed. But the thing is, he does it consensually, you could say, I guess, but like, come on, Tom Segura, I watched your live special, man. You show the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life, dude. They were showing knives in vaginas.
I didn't see that one.
Dude, this is what his live specials are like. We watched the Christmas one, thinking we're gonna have a good laugh. I'm glad I didn't do mushrooms that night. And they like had a gaped open pussy, and they're putting like pine needles inside the vagina, like disgusting shit like that. I just kept telling me to close my eyes, and all of a sudden I look over and there's a knife in it. Vagina. There's a guy that put fucking light like Christmas lights inside of his foreskin inside, so his dick lit up like a Christmas tree. Yeah, that's the sick shit that Tom Segura is into, and he thinks it's hilarious. And Bobby Lee was there for that.
That's funny.
And Bobby Lee's like, you're not my friend anymore. You're not my friend. So
that's funny. He's gross, but he's funny.
Hollywood pedophile rapist, all three of them, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, and Steven Spielberg. Important to note, actor Isaac Cappy also accused Tom Hanks of being a pedophile, as well as Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg is a pedophile. Yep. See how easy that was, Corey? Corey Feldman wouldn't admit it. That's what he's calling out, because Corey Feldman always talked about that these people were pedophiles and something was going on, and these people were creepy and in this ritualistic sacrificial murder and stuff like that, but never named people. And I didn't need $10 million. I just said it. When you're talking about the real elite levels, the name of the game is blackmail. So they want something on you that they can hold over you and be held, so basically they can own you and tell you what to do. and they film it, then they own you, like Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy has done. So that's what runs this whole system, basically. They want to compromise people so it becomes easy to control. And a lot of people that will just go along with it and do whatever just for fame and money, and you will sell your soul. Some people just really like this shit and are really evil and into this shit, like Tom Hanks is a pedophile. It's time that this comes out in the open, because we are going to change the way everything works, because at the top levels, these people are sick and they're psycho. The higher you go, the more sick it gets. This really hurts about the situation, because a lot of people are born into this, into these like famous families, mm-hmm. and they grow up with it, and they're abused through this abuse, especially when you're a child, to break someone's subconscious so you're not aware of this stuff. Look into MKUltra. And that was said by actor Isaac Cappy, that got murdered for saying exactly that. And the thing is, it's crazy, because now you see, how is this statistically speaking that so many celebrities have transgender kids? A lot of them do, especially recently. Jamie Lee Curtis, Megan Fox.
To be fair, there's a lot of celebrities.
Not that many. It doesn't make sense. And the thing is, because these children are being born into this shit. So I know Australian victim of a CIA child trafficking, Dean Henry, was a prostitute for Hollywood parties from Australia. Just like me, I was trafficked to Hollywood parties at the age of 14. And it's pretty crazy, because this shit goes pretty deep, everybody. But, the ninth circle and the idea, and we'll maybe dive a little deeper in the ninth circle, but, what do you think about the Red Shoe Club? Pretty sick shit. Check this out. Anderson Cooper was raised in a satanic cult. His famous wealthy mother was photographed with him and a human sacrifice painting hanging in the background. Her pool, where a lot of her sacrifices were done at the, and there's a Podesta drawing.
The photo doesn't look real.
It's real.
Look at the brothers, that other brother there.
But this is a photo. This is a photo that they posted.
I know, but that looks photoshopped in.
Could be whatever. This is what they posted. They posted this picture, right?
Yeah.
So this Podesta drawing of the tortured children took place supposedly at this place. Bill Maher, also a high leader in the picture with red shoes. But this is a picture that they posted. Here's the mother. There's Anderson Cooper when he's younger, the brother. And then look at this, the picture in the background in this, because this is something they took, like a celebrity. Like photo thing, like a photo op or whatever. Look what it looks like. Bohemian Grove. And I've seen the picture close up. It's hard to tell right now, but it's definitely like the altar and stuff. So Anderson Cooper is definitely part of it. I've heard tons of things about him, but we live in a very dark, disturbing world, everybody. And I'm just trying to bring this to light,
mm-hmm.
while also trying my best to make light of these dark situations, because realistically it's very dark.
You have to, though.
But I wanted to dive into some of this stuff, because I really do find the conspiracy stuff interesting. And with this stuff specifically, I do think there is a lot of truth to this, more than people would ever want to admit. People are just like so closed in their box and don't want to hear how horrible and terrible the world outside is. But it's pretty crazy. And the more that we expose this stuff, the more that people understand, the better hopefully it will get. Do you have a fun fact there, fucker?
Yep. It's time for Billy's Fun Fact of the Day!
What?
Do you even know? I miss the days of fucking screaming that kind of. Anyways, did you know that you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from over 2 miles away?
I can kind of believe it, because
that's,
it's huge.
Fucking nuts.
It's huge. It's a massive mammal.
Not kilometers.
Yeah.
No, for 2 miles is?
But like, I feel like, you know how the ocean, you know, when you put your head underwater and it, like, the sound like kind of vibrates? It should be more condensed, you'd think, but.
The world's largest animal's heart weighs about 400 pounds. Approximately that's the like size of a small piano.
Yeah, it's like two of me. That's crazy.
That's just its heart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Imagine its penis.
I could take it.
All right, everybody, you know what to do. You know, subscribe, like, comment. For everybody watching on Rumble, would really appreciate everyone, because I know a lot of people see our videos and stuff like that, but actually subscribe, you know, like, comment. The best thing to do, and the free thing you can do, is share this with your friends, post it, share clips. Now we finally obtained Strange Brew Podcast back for Instagram.
What do you mean?
That it was strangebrew.podcast, and I finally, because of the account that got shut down, it finally maybe got released or something. Oh. I tried to change it and it worked. Oh, so cool. We finally got Strange Brew Podcast back. It's on Instagram, just Strange Brew Podcast. Look that up. You'll find us on Instagram.
I won't post any more Dahmer memes.
Yeah. Well, that's on the Hoseheads page, which is still available. If you are interested and you have Facebook, we do have it. You look up Hoseheads. It's just called Hoseheads, I think, right? I think it's
strange. You might have added Strange
Brew. I think it's, but if you look up Hoseheads, I'm pretty sure that's all it's called.
We should probably know the Instagram, man, or the handle.
The Facebook. I just constantly share shit on there, and nobody else does. We used to have a lot of fans on that Hoseheads page, but not as much anymore.
You want to hear something?
We have like 500 people on there now. I think.
When's the last time you've been on social media?
Fairly recent.
Instagram and. It's called
thing?
Strange Brews Hoteheads.
Strange Brews
Instagram Hoteheads. And Facebook. Now, you cannot. It's not normal anymore. Did you notice?
What?
Everything you search, you're not just searching. You're asking AI.
Oh, that's scary. Great.
Everything's just AI now.
I don't like it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're going to start taking down my channels. You can follow me at The Raptilian. I have pretty big following on there. I'm trying to really talk, just expose some stuff that's going on. Just kind of weigh people up in a short form. But, you know, I really want people to support the Instagram. That's where we're most active. And we're Strange Brew Cast on X. So join that.
I didn't even know that one.
Yeah, Strange Brewcast on X.
Even on there.
X is fun, man. There's it is more open, at least, than Instagram and Facebook in a lot of ways.
I'll get on Twitter.
We're on BitChute.
Did you just call it? You conformed.
It's not Twitter.
It's Twitter.
It's whatever.
It's fucking Twitter.
We're posting clips and stuff, fun stuff on there. So make sure to subscribe to everywhere that you can find us. And like I said, 5-star rating reviews. If you like the show, you know, everyone, like, calm down. Like, I'm not disparaging any persons or people, but I want people to understand that if you follow the money, the connections start to come clear of really who is controlling what and what's going on.
Why is there a PSA at every end?
Because I have to say this stuff, right? Even with this, I have to be like, hey, like, everybody, don't take things so seriously.
I'm telling you right now.
This is a comedy show.
Anyone that watched this to the end doesn't care anymore.
It's a comedy.
They
it's a comedy
by
show.
Now they cared.
Take nothing seriously. Nothing.
It should be at the beginning.
That's true. It's true. Everything you're about to hear is nothing but speculation and conspiracies. I should like make up a sound thing.
You should, actually.
But everybody love everybody.
Cheers.
You know, support the show, motherfuckers.
Bye, guys.